Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Really appreciate your time on what's been another hectic day for the AFL. Can you just talk us through how it all unfolded today and got us to round 6 and 7 now being played out of Victoria?
Evening, guys. It's been a big week. Every week feels like a big week at the moment. Every week feels like a big year. We announced rounds 6 and 7 again with the changes in some of the conditions and certainly around Victoria, and so gave us the opportunity to rejig the fixture. We're relocating each of the teams outside of Melbourne, thanks to the New South Wales and Queensland government and what we'd already planned in WA. And so in a way, it sort of added an additional sense of interest and excitement, and I think the fans are actually enjoying it.
Does it feel like Groundhog Day a bit? You announced a fixture back in October last year, and then we paused the season. You announce another fixture. Do you just feel like you're just continually rolling out a new draw?
Well, I hope I don't announce round 6 and 7 again. It sort of feels like we're a bit stuck in this one, but it is what it is. We said we'd commit to this when we signed up for the 17-round season, and we said there'd be some challenges along the way, and it certainly has. But full credit to the industry. Certainly the clubs and our broadcast partners, and a lot of people within the AFL itself are working pretty hard to work through some of the challenges they're facing.
118 home and away games, or 117 after last night, went, and plus 9 finals still to go. Do you mentally play that through in your head, going, all right, we've ticked off another 9, we're down to 118, we're down to 109? Is that how you and Gill and the team are operating?
Yeah, that's the approach we took, actually. We said that this is not going to be a traditional year. We don't look at it as a set and forget, and we've got to be really open-minded. So if you had said 12 months ago that the Cats are going to play the Lions at the SCG on a Thursday night, someone would have thought you'd gone mad. But that's what we're doing. And you know, the bottom line is that matches are competitive, the footy's good. We've got an even competition. We've got some teams that are playing some really good football and probably well above what people thought. So the things that really matter for our fans are the games, and whether Geelong plays Brisbane SCG or GMHBA, given we can't have crowds, probably doesn't really matter a whole lot.
Travis, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. How does the term guru sit with you? Have you grown yourself a little sort of triangular Mr. Miyagi sort of beard to go with the guru?
I get called a lot of things, and so if I can get called guru now and again, that's okay. But the reality is there's actually a guy that works for Marcus King, who lives down Geelong way, and he is the guru. He does all the work in the background and deserves the credit. So there's a lot of people that work pretty hard on getting this done, and they've been challenged like they haven't before, but full credit to them. They're certainly finding a way.
You mentioned that. I mean, there must be so many scenarios. It's probably impossible to actually have them all covered off. And how many people are actually sort of involved in the logistics of all this and actually getting everything in place? And I'm sure there's things coming up every hour that you can't think of everything as you go.
No, you can't. And it's a good question, because it takes a bit of a whole of industry approach, this. There's obviously a core group of people within the AFL that might do fixturing or broadcasting or footy ops or travel. But just as importantly, there's people within clubs that need to turn this around quickly. And so if you look at last night's game with Carlton St Kilda, those guys had 4 or 5 days notice to switch opponents, switch nights, switch venues. And without their support and cooperation to quickly turn things around, we wouldn't be where we are today.
The Prestige Jayco speaking with Travis Old from the AFL. Here's Darren Buick on K-Rock Footy.
How are you, Travis?
Hey, Darren. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. The challenges we all know are there. Are you working in 2-week blocks? Is that what you're trying to do to make it a little bit easier for the clubs, in an ideal scenario?
Yeah, we are, in a way. We're certainly releasing in 2-week blocks so far, and that works. But to do that, you do need to make sure that it's sold through the end. And so while we'll sort of focus on, hey, how do we make these 2 weeks work? Broadly, you need to know that you can get to round 17 and it works. And that's going to be a bit of the challenge this year, because you've got to take opportunities to play games when they come and wherever you have to play those games. And so unlike other years where, you've got your venues, you've got your double matchups and you can work through a season, the real difficulty of this one is that as things change, you still need to make sure that it works right through to the end, albeit we want that flexibility as we go.
You say... And we look at it, and we at the moment we've got 2 weeks, round six and seven coming up, and if everything doesn't go to plan, and there's a fair chance that that may not happen, what's the latest the season can go to? And what's the league prepared? How far can they go into the, or later in the year?
Yeah, I think the clubs committed and agreed to some pretty big changes at the beginning of the season, which have now proven to be really important. And one of those is to reduce the season down to 17 rounds, and the other is to reduce the length of the game. And I think it may not have made sense to everyone when we made those decisions. I think it's starting to make sense now. Is the one we needed the time, and so we've got time up our sleeve. Right now, if the season rolls through, it's the 24th of October, that sort of weekend. We don't know if it's going to occur. And so that gives you, you know, if it went right through November, it wouldn't be a problem. If it went in December, it wouldn't be a problem. So we've got a lot of time. So time won't be the problem. Yep. And we've also got the ability to condense games given the shorter format. And so clubs can turn around quickly. 5-day breaks aren't the problem that they were with a longer format. And so those decisions now are proving really important.
So if you have the game like the Essendon Melbourne game that you postponed, how do you then try and fit that game and or any other subsequent games that may be postponed into the season again?
Yeah, and I think that's part of the question, isn't it? That if at the end of the season, if that's a standalone game, then we probably have to try and condense it between a couple of rounds. But the second part of your question, if we end up with a situation where we have two or three or four games that we have had to bank through the year, then what you'd probably do is create a split round somehow and you'd feed that in to get those games done. So those options are there. We don't need to rush. We still don't need to rush to get that Essendon Melbourne game done. There's still plenty of the season left. We just need to see how things play out a little more before we start to try and find a slot for that.
Sounds like good fun, Tommy.
Travis, are you confident that every team will play each other club once, or are you now open to the prospect that there may be clubs having to play another team twice and they won't play another club potentially once?
No, we made that commitment early on, Tom, that every club will play each other once. So 17-round season, and that's what we'll get away. I think we've demonstrated, particularly over the last couple of weeks, that that's going to take some flexibility and some open-mindedness, and that's what we're prepared to do as an industry, and so I'm confident we'll get there.
Yep. The Cats you've sent to Sydney first and then over to Perth. How do those discussions unfold with Brian Cook and Simon Lloyd and then getting them on board to agree to something that's a little bit outside of what they were prepared for? Is this where we get back to that being, you know, flexible and agile?
It is, and also it's about regular communication. So the executive team at the AFL, led by Gil, communicate with each of the CEOs as a group 2-3 times a week. So none of this comes as a surprise, in the sense that we're sort of always talking about what the issues of the day are and how things might be starting to play out. And then it's just a matter of, as things change, getting them to understand why they're changing, why we're making those adjustments to the fixture. And to the credit of Collingwood and the Cats, they understood and said, OK, whatever this takes, then we're prepared to do it.
Travis, you mentioned that obviously a very non-traditional season in terms of how it's unfolding. Is the sort of semblance of home footy gone out the window, or is it something that where you try to get teams playing, you know, a certain number of games at least in their home state, or is it just basically get the games away regardless of where they are? And if that means a team is playing lots of games on the road or outside of their state, then that's just how it has to be?
Yeah, it is moving around a bit. I mean, we before this weekend, we had the WA and SA teams play some home games in Queensland, and we thought we could make them up at the back end of the year when they go home. It's sort of flipped a little now because we'll have a lot of Vic teams playing home games outside of Victoria. And so they're really, we really need to work through how we manage that. It's not really the traditional home and away, because Geelong playing Brisbane at SCG, but really won't be for the traditional sense of the home game for anyone other than the uniform and then, you know, who runs out first. Behind all that, in terms of members' access and all those sort of things, we're going to work through probably, you know, like everything else, in a non-traditional way, and try and find a way that's fair for both clubs.
How have you been winding down at the end of the day, Travis? I imagine there'd just be sort of around the water cooler, wouldn't be much talk there, and then you just sort of trundle home for a bit of Wagyu beef. How have you been sort of winding down at the end of each day?
But today's been a good example. I got to 5 o'clock and I thought, I'm just going to go for a quick run and try and just clear the head a bit. I got 3Ks into a 5K run and pulled my calf.
Oh, no.
That sort of sums my week up. and probably I should just I should give that up.
So you're 2-3, do you think?
Yeah, I probably got 2-3 in me. That's probably right.
Injury update, thanks to St John of God Hospital. Travis, is that the first calf?
I felt it coming for a little while now, so I think that might be the first of many. So anyway, yeah, but the answer is that there's not a lot of downtime at the moment, but that's okay. It's going to be like that for a little while, and there's a lot of people.
You got a special bottle of red or something just marked, will open at 5:30 on grand final day?
It might be a night actually, grand final.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. I might do that. It'd be well aged, but I might do that for sure.
Are we still in the night grand final vicinity, Travis?
Just the grand final at the moment would be nice. I'm not sort of worried too much about what time it is. So, no, I know there's a lot of interest in the grand final, but I've got to tell you right now, honestly, it's sort of a bit about round 6 and 7, and now we've got that, it'll be a lot about around 8 and 9.
Yep. Also, just obviously from a selfish point of view, no real issues with coronavirus in Geelong, so we're happy to have a hub down there and play as many games as you want at GMHBA Stadium.
Cookie's made that very clear. He'd like us to all move down to Geelong, and who knows, we might end up back there at some stage.
Yeah, we look forward to that. Travis, we really appreciate your time at late notice coming on and joining us on what's been another massive day for the AFL. We look forward to seeing the fixture with some sense of certainty going forward, especially I suspect with everybody being in hubs, it gives you a bit more of a greater handle. But we do appreciate your time. Good to catch up and look forward to talking to you later in the season when we hopefully have a little bit more clearer picture about how the year's unfolding.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.